Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Brian Matlock, who is running for U.S. Senate here in Kansas. He's running for the open seat the retiring Pat Roberts currently holds, and we're pleased to have you on the program today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brandon.
It's kind of an interesting deal here because Brian and I, we actually go back a little ways here, believe it or not. We both...
All the way.
Yeah, we were in the same fourth grade class in Nampa, Idaho.
Yeah, not a lot of Kansans from Nampa, Idaho. So,
why don't you give us a just kind of quick background? Who is Brian Matlock?
Yeah, basically, I'm from Nampa, Idaho, and I grew up in a very, religious and Republican family, but they were just very caring and open people who are constantly opening their homes to others, donating, volunteering, like helping out their neighbors. And throughout my life, I originally was planning to be a minister and got more involved in, like, did some international development and helping out at a homeless shelter and community mental health work, and got more and more concerned with the big picture issues. And so ended up going back to school. I'm a candidate, a PhD candidate in economics at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. And so have been focusing a lot more to understand the underlying big picture problems and what are some of the ways we can address them. And so that led me to some of the positions where I currently am. I'm running as a Republican socialist, which is unusual. And I think that's partly, I say I want to create a new coalition between good neighbor Republicans and common sense socialists, because a lot of that kind of small town, rural, communitarian ethic of taking care of each other is a lot closer to at least the socialist ideals, whether or not certain, of like, we want an economy that people take care of each other and pitch in rather than each one trying to get as much as possible for themselves. And so in a lot of ways, they have more in common with them than with big business Republicans or nationalists. And so sort of like the emphasis on local control, not just centralizing everything, and then kind of the common sense, what are the best ways to address different things? And so some of the platform putting more effort on both local businesses as opposed to big corporations, because that is one area in which the quote-unquote free market ends up being dominated by free big corporations who kind of put out little guys, play communities against each other to see who will give them the most tax abatements. And that's not exactly freedom. So things like worker cooperatives where the workers own the business and the money stays in, and then a federal job guarantee program, but that's locally administered. So we get to decide whenever there's a recession, we have unemployment. It's not that there's not enough work to go around, so we can look at what are the things we want to do in our community, and the local people should be able to decide that.
So what's been the response you've gotten here from, especially in rural Kansas? Because you hear the term socialism thrown around, and that scares a lot of people.
I think part of the issue is we know we have such a divide in our country. We see different media, different studies, and mainly interact with each other with just seeing the more toxic versions of each of ourselves online. And so I think at the end of the day, I did this sort of intentionally sounding like an oxymoron, but realizing, okay, we actually have a lot more in common than it looks like. And so normally once we get talking and talk about some of the issues, there is a lot more area of overlap. So I've had good luck whenever we sit down and have a good faith conversation about some of the things we care about, some of the things we're worried about. Good kind of attention getting, but then as long as we have the chance to engage further, it's been positive.
Well, where do you stand on some of the big issues like healthcare?
Yeah, healthcare is a major problem, because I think one of the key reasons I decided to get into this race, we've had increasing healthcare, housing, and education costs for over 40 years, but wages have been stagnant during that period. And most all of the establishment politicians either want just kind of status quo and tweak this and that, or they want to blame, oh, it's those immigrants trying to get your healthcare. With healthcare specifically, I'm for Medicare for all, and that's because the sort of like competition mechanic to lower prices or make things more efficient does not work well in healthcare. You often have one hospital in town, and if you have an injury and you go to the hospital, it's not like, oh, you're charging a 10,000% markup on that? I'm going to go down the street. It's like very easy for them to make it a confusing process. We already pay for everyone. Like when they, but it's in this very inefficient way where they go to the ER and then it makes them jack up the price, and more people are going into medical bankruptcy, myself included, when my wife had cancer. And so what we can do is just cutting out the insurance middlemen is a huge efficiency gain. Like in many hospitals, the billing and collections department, all of that is bigger than the number of providers. And so if instead of paying for all of that, we know it's covered, we have the peace of mind, it's not in network, out of network, you're on vacation, oh no, I'm out of state, and all of this nonsense, it's like we should be able to know if my child has a rare disease, it's covered. If I like am on vacation and break my arm, it's covered. And so being able to get the efficiency gains and things like that, it's going to save us money. That's where I stand. I don't see any of the other proposals offering near the efficiency gains or making our healthcare system as user-friendly.
And I know some will probably say, well, you know, I work hard for my money. I should be able to provide for myself. Why should I have to pay someone else's insurance who's maybe less well off here? What would be your response to that?
Well, in many ways, it's running over dollars to pick up cents. Like I said, we're already paying for people's healthcare indirectly because they go to the ER and they have to redistribute those prices onto other people. And then all we've accomplished is adding this huge insurance company middleman who has an incentive to deny care as often as possible. And that's just sort of absurd. Like, we're not actually making it cheaper for ourselves. I think the bottom 90% of earners are expected to have decreasing costs on healthcare. And I just don't think that's completely accurate. And the way they kind of like, oh, it's going to cost this much without saying we're already paying that much and more. Like, and so you have to like, what is the net change? And if it's a net decrease in expenses, then we're better off. Like healthcare is expensive right now. That's the thing.
Again, we're talking with Brian Matlock here, a candidate for U.S. Senate. He's looking to fill the seat currently being vacated by Senator Pat Roberts, who's retiring. And as far as being a Republican socialist, how does that differ from being maybe a Democratic socialist?
Democratic socialism, generally, it's just trying to achieve the goals of socialism, which is an economy where people chip in and then the benefits are shared rather than like we all work in a corporation, but the benefits mainly go to the shareholders. To accomplish those ends through democracy rather than through like, let's just have a state takeover. We represent the people. But then you end up having like sweatshops and things. Oh, those are the people's sweatshops. Republican socialism in that way would be like a subtype of democratic socialism. Like, we want to achieve socialist ends through democracy, but kind of focus more on there's a whole like bottom up socialism tradition of like, even in this state, a large history of 100 years ago, socialists were very popular in Southeast Kansas. They were organizing workers into our farmers into cooperatives to protect against price fluctuations and other sorts of tactics that would kind of put them out of business, organizing miners against exploitative companies in their mining towns. And so there's a lot of things throughout the history of our country that's been people fighting back to say, okay, we shouldn't work our entire lives and live in poverty while other people are crazy rich, like the 40-hour work week. All of these sorts of things have been like bottom up, people kind of fighting, saying, no, we want an economy that increases our goals of like living and having a family and being part of our community and not just like working day in and day out to barely survive. Or so I think the kind of drawing a bit more from that bottom up, they call libertarian socialist tradition.
As far as other important issues that you're running on?
A couple of the main things are immigration and then kind of the main policy that I am passionate about is the federal job guarantee, and that's will help stabilize our economy in various ways because then people aren't, every time there's a recession, people are blowing their savings and going 6 months without looking. They have all these social costs and more crime, more depression. People give up and leave the labor force and stop trying to look. They could be producing something in the meantime, something valuable. Like just think about the infrastructure. We need more help in schools. We need more care work with our aging population. We need more. There's so many things that local people can see, like, oh, it'd be great if someone did this. And then it also allows us, as we get efficiency gains from things like Medicare for All or switching to a more sustainable economy, then there's more of a direct way to plug them into useful work rather than just saying, like, sorry, y'all are out of luck. Immigration, that's something I'm passionate about because in the town I grew up in, like, they were all Republicans, but they just had such a, like, value of hospitality and of, like, being good neighbors to all sorts of people. And so it's really been heartbreaking to see how much, like, us versus them scapegoating there's been. And so that's one particular issue that I just want to have, like, Kansans remember your values. remember, like, some of the – it's almost like in order to defend this vision of, like, close-knit communities of the past, they become something totally different than that. They, like, defend it in these aggressive and ways that are different than – like, if you want that – history to go forward, if you love that tradition and love, like, your people and you live those values out of hospitality and carry those forward instead of trying to protect it by becoming something totally different. And so I just generally think we should make it easier. We should make it not a criminal offense, but a civil offense to come here illegally. We should provide more pathways to citizenship, renew DACA, various things to, because we benefit from that. And I think the more we include people as they come, the more it won't have the same level of tensions, but will feel like enriched and by that as we join hands to build a better Kansas.
I have to ask you, because I know it's a challenge here for you in this race here. There's a lot of big dollar spenders here. You got Roger Marshall, you got Chris Kobach. Susan Weigel, I'm sure, has some money behind her campaign. How optimistic are you that that you can have your voice be heard here in Kansas?
I'm optimistic that my message will keep resonating with people. I mean, anytime you're a small outsider with a tiny budget, it's the odds are against you. But I think it has been connecting with people. So the biggest hurdle is just for people to know that there's a different option. And in many ways, they're all kind of competing on pretty similar, like we all want to, yeah, Trump's immigration policy hitting some of those or what they're against, but not really providing visionary policy fixes to the basic structural problems in our economy where we just keep, okay, wages went up a little bit, but guess how much more rent and healthcare went up? And so I think the odds are against us, but we are hopeful, and we are definitely going to keep fighting to offer a different way forward.
Well, he's Brian Matlock, again, candidate for Senate here, and he's from Kansas City, Kansas, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, Brian, it's been a pleasure here, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.